This is an audio recording of the blog post What to Do with Knickers by Girl on the Net. Knickers are well boring, right? You just want to get them off a girl quickly so you can have your wickedly exciting way with her. Yeah? No, of course not. Knickers are a functional piece of clothing and they can also be devastatingly pretty. But more importantly, like most things that aren't sex toys, you can essentially turn them into a sex toy just by doing filthy things with them. Here are my favourite ways to use knickers during sex. Number one, keep them on. There's something delightfully filthy about a guy so desperate to fuck me that he can't even be bothered to remove my knickers. Slide them to one side and shove your cock roughly into me. It not only shows your enthusiasm, but also implies that you might come pretty much straight away. If you make me keep my knickers on, I know I'm in for a quickie. Use me quickly because you just fucking have to. Then let me walk around for the rest of the evening with your cum dripping down into the crotch of my pants. This also works with butt sex. You don't have to take off all my clothes. If all you want is a quick, hard, angry fuck, why not bend me over, slide my knickers down just enough to provide quick access to my arse, spit on your cock, and then fuck me till you come. Either of these methods can be immeasurably improved with an orgasmic grunt, slap on the arse, and instruction to clean myself up. Option 2. Put them in my mouth. This is an old classic. Although I have been known to shut up on order, I'm often a bit louder than guys might like in bed, especially guys with flatmates, fussy neighbours, or easily distressed pets. So if you're looking for something to shove in my mouth, why not try my knickers? Not only are they softer than a ball gag, they also smell like my cunt. My wet, turned on cunt, assuming you're using the pair I've just been wearing. And why wouldn't you? There's nothing wrong with the taste of cunt. On the contrary, it's hot and delicious and smells like fucking. Shove my knickers in my mouth and do what the fuck you like, safe in the knowledge that I'm not going to scream the place down. Option 3. Wear them yourself. Guys I fuck have lovely pants, don't get me wrong. There are few sights in the world prettier than a big fat hard-on pushing at the fabric of a tight pair of boxers. But I feel sorry for guys. You don't get nearly the breadth of variety in the underwear department that we girls are usually sold. A selection of simple styles, a meagre range of colours, and nothing like the fabric selection that I get to choose from. Silk, satin, lace, ruffles, ribbons, etc, etc, etc. So why don't you wear my knickers? Go on, put them on. Feel how satisfying it is when they're too tight on your cock. Feel your dick straining against the satin. Get hard. Drip a small spot of pre-cum into the places where, usually, my cunt would be. It's seriously hot and pretty. It doesn't necessarily mean that you want to cross-dress. It makes my knickers smell like your cock, though. And why would you not want that? Option 4. Cum all over them. Recently, one of the guys I was fucking told me, in deliciously explicit detail, how he sometimes likes to cum right inside his boxers. How he pulls them up just before he squirts, so he can watch the jizz forming a dark stain on the fabric. This is one of the sexiest things I have heard all year. Cum is hot. Watching you cum is hot. And now I realise that it's also hot to get you to cum all over my knickers. From the front, from behind, from inside, anywhere. Pull your cock out and push it into the crotch of my knickers as I'm wearing them. Let me feel your spunk spreading in a warm patch right where my cunt is. Or make me take them off, suck you until you're near completion, and then catch the spurts of cum that you pump out as you reach quivering orgasm. Then take those knickers and make me put them back on. If you like this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.